Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Sunday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ for giving me the opportunity to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all you that are listening to this broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to this broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're given to you. Praise be to God. So without further ado, for those of you that follow us on Blog Talk Radio, once again, you know how we do this. We open up with prayer before we go into any lesson. And those of you that are first-time listeners, that is what we do. Before we go into any lesson, we like to open up with prayer and petition our Lord to be with us. So wherever you are listening at, why don't you join in with me and let us petition the Lord together. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, for being God and for being Almighty God and being the true and living God. We are grateful, Lord God, that you are faithful to your word. Lord God, we thank you for the nourishment you provide for us as we petition you for our needs. We're grateful, Lord God, that it is you that give life. Amen. In Jesus' name. And it is you that give revelation and understanding. So, Father, we petition you once again, ask that you would be with us as we take this journey once again into this lesson, that we will be not alone in this journey because, Lord, without you, we can know nothing. So, therefore, Lord, we take this time right now to petition you once again that you will be with us because we need you to be with us. We need you to release to us what we stand in need of. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And, Father, we thank you. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. I want to say before I go into the message today, we have another broadcast coming up at 7 o'clock tonight. It's on the Solemn Assembly Part 4. Me and Brother Ronnie, we call him Brother Ronnie, but his name is Brother Robert Gross. And Brother Ronnie actually will be heading this off as he give unto you the word of the Lord, what God has given him about the Solemn Assembly. Be sure to catch that at 7 o'clock within, a little less than 2 hours. Amen. From this broadcast. Having said that, I want to go into the message today that I needed to bring, and the title of this is Vermont, It Is Not Just That. Vermont, It Is Not Just That. Now, some of you say, okay, I've heard of Vermont, you know, unless you're talking about somebody named Vermont. I know Vermont is one of the states here in the United States, and you are absolutely correct. And that was something I heard on the news a few days ago. That really, and I'm not going to say just say shock me because of what the Word of God has to say, but, you know, you really start seeing step by step certain things come to pass what the Word of God is talking about. Amen? And I want to first read to you this report concerning this, and then I want to go into some scriptures that God that came to me, what God gave me and gave us, that we may be aware of the things that is happening. Amen? Now, this report is titled, and I'm going to give the title just in case you want to go look it up for yourself. It is titled, Vermont Bans Food Scraps and Trash to Eliminate Waste. Mm-hmm. I know some of you are saying, say what? I'll say it again. Vermont, this is the state of Vermont here in the United States, bans food scraps in trash to eliminate waste. Okay. And let me read this report to you. And as I read, after I read this report, then I'm going to go into some scriptures that came to me concerning, you know, when hearing this and how God is revealing. Amen. Now, the report says, residents and businesses in Vermont are no longer allowed to throw food scraps, things like leftovers, plate scrapings, peels, cores, and seeds into their trash cans. Vermont became the first state in the nation to enact a food waste ban on July the 1st. According to the state's website, this is what they said. They said if it was once part of something alive, like a plant or an animal, it does not belong in the landfill. The rule applies to, get this, individuals and businesses, including restaurants and supermarkets. Instead, Vermonters are encouraged to compost, feed food scraps to chickens and other livestock. They are encouraged to isolate the waste for trash pickups or take it to a designated drop-off site. Removing food scraps from the trash frees up space in landfills and is critical to fight global warming that drives climate change, according to Ann Bajura. And Ann Bajura is supposed to be an environmental analyst with the Vermont Department of Environmental Conservation. She goes on to say, we only have one working landfill in Vermont, so that landfill space is limited, and we like to save it for the materials that have nowhere else to go. This is what Bajura told weather.com in a phone interview on Tuesday. When organic materials, food or plants, get into a landfill, they give off methane, which is a very powerful greenhouse gas. So we're trying to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Now, I ask that you continue to pay attention to this, especially as I get ready to end it, and I'm going to show you why I'm going with this in this lesson. Now, look what else they said. They said, the average U.S. household, now we really need to hear this, and sometimes men come with statistics that's way off the mark, and sometimes their statistics is right around right, okay, amen, right around right, you know. Every statistic is not right, every statistic, quote, in a sense, is not totally wrong. But this is what they said. They said, the average U.S. household wastes 31.9% of the food it buys, according to the research by Penn State University published in January. That's January this year, I believe. The U.S. Department of Agriculture, get this, has estimated the nationwide total at about 219 pounds per person per year. That's a lot of food. 219 pounds per person? That's a lot of food. And the waste is even greater when you add in what retailers throw away. In 2010, food loss and waste totaled 31% of the U.S. food supply, or about 133 billion pounds at a cost of $162 billion, my Lord, according to the USDA. Vermont officials hope, now you need, I need you to listen to this closely, what they're saying now. Vermont officials hope the ban will make food producers and consumers think twice about the amount of food they let go to waste. Ideally, get this, we're really trying to focus on getting people to reduce their food waste in the first place so that there's less going in the trash or less that has to be composted. This is what Bajir said. By doing so, as simple as eating all the food that you buy, you can be fighting climate change. Now, glory to God. I want to open up. I'll probably go to two or three places. First off, Matthew chapter 24. And I want to tell you why this is important here. Because they become the first state to set a food ban on throwing food scraps in your trash can, okay? Now, I want to tell you, in Matthew chapter 24, verse 7. I want to stop here because two or three places of Scripture came to me as I listened, read this. I first heard the report. I was at work, and they show us news from, you know, up on this big TV screen. And that's when I first saw it, and I said, wow. I said, okay. With me, and I know I needed to speak on it, okay? Now, Matthew chapter 24, verse 7. Now, look what the Word of God said. It said, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, plural, meaning more than one, and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. Now, notice that God mentioned, our Lord Savior Jesus Christ, famines. You said, well, Brother Nate, why are you going this route? Because as you heard me read the report, if you're listening, it sounded like that they was, quote, saying, okay, we want y'all to stop wasting food because it's set off a gas in a landfill, and that's going to affect climate change. But I'm here to tell y'all
this thing is not just about climate change. Oh, no, it's not about, because remember, toward the end of the report, remember what I read to you, what they say they really was trying to focus on. They said, we're really focused on getting people to reduce their food waste in the first place so that there's less food going in the trash or less that has to be composted. Amen? Listen, the United States is poor, and we are wasters. We are big-time wasters, okay? And when you are a big-time waster, the time is going to come, you're going to reap for it. That's where, for example, if you're a big waster of money, okay, you just blow money just on anything, just you're going to pay for it. When the smoke clears, you're going to pay for it. Listen, the reason why I brought up about famines and this coming to me, because many of these government officials, they're not telling you the whole story. See, they see that we're heading toward a famine. Now, some of y'all listen to this and you say, oh, Brother Nate, you just far-fetched. You didn't got off the mark, man. You conspiracy theorists thinking. No, I'm telling you. Because Jesus spoke of famines. And notice he said famines in diverse places. Now, here's the thing that's unique about him saying that statement. In diverse places, meaning in various places. It's going to become more, for example, he said earthquakes in this. Well, when you tell people, say, California had an earthquake, what's most people's reaction? Earthquakes happen there constantly anyhow, right? But when you said there was an earthquake in Rockford, Illinois, or down here in Durant, Mississippi, or Canton, Mississippi, then they go, what? What I'm telling you, that these famines, it's not going to just hit places where people are, quote, used to hearing of famines or seeing famines. There's dire places, including places where people never think it was going to hit. Do you hear what I'm saying? And see, many of these government, even the federal government, all this, they see where we're headed. But you think they're going to come out and tell you that? No. They say, hey, we don't need to tell them that because that's going to start a panic. So they're letting you little by little. And I'm here to tell you, that food ban ain't just about, quote, climate change. Okay? They see that we have been big time wasting food, and it's hard to keep up, to keep producing food when people keep wasting it. Okay? Glory. I sense the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Do you hear what I'm saying? Amen. And Jesus said there were going to be famines in diverse places. And like I said, these officials, they're not going to let you know that we're heading toward a famine. No, they ain't going to tell you that. So they try to tell you other stuff around it to keep from telling you the full truth. Now, they want to lay it on just climate change. This all ain't about just climate change. They told you, I read to you what they said, that the real thing they were focused on is trying to keep people from wasting food. You heard the statistics that I read to you that the USDA came up with, okay, that they did a study at Penn State University. 31.9% wasted. That's almost half of what you buy, okay? You're throwing it away. And you wonder why your stray dogs in your neighborhood, who is nobody's pet, still being fat and can't hardly walk, and you wonder, like, how they ain't nobody keeping them for a pet, and they look like they got the mane, but they so thick and plump, how's that? Because they're eating you out of your garbage can. They eating your meal, your leftovers, your lean cuisines, your big meatloaves that you made big enough to probably feed 10 people, and you just munched off a little bit and threw the rest of it in the garbage can. They eat it off of that, people. We're wasting part of the spoil spirit that we carry here in America. And the time's going to come for reaping. Now, I want to give you a word here, okay? First, I'm going to go, another scripture came to me was about wisdom. Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1. Amen. And I'm going to read starting at verse 20. In verse 20, Proverbs chapter 1, starting at verse 20. Amen. Glory to God. And the word of God says, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 20, wisdom cried without. She uttered her voice in the streets. She cried from the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttered her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. And let me stop there for a minute. God has been sending his word out to this nation, giving this nation a warning, even about famines, even about earthquakes. Amen. And this nation, the word of God coming through them to give wisdom, and this nation has rejected it. Crying out in the streets, crying out in the chief places. letting these leaders know, but you are rejected. And the question was, how long, ye simple words, will you love simplicity? How long are you going to be naive? Some of believe everything the government says, everything. The government tells you, everything's okay. The bottom can be falling out the sky, and they tell you, oh, it's all right, ain't nothing wrong. And we just believe it. But when it comes to the word of God being presented, oh, they just far-fetched. Them folks are some fanatics. I'm not listening to them. And he said, how long would you scorn a delight in your scorning? You're mocking and making fun of the word that's telling you about this. Like I said, some of you think that the United States is too big for any kind of famine to hit. Well, guess what? And I'm not trying to be funny when I use this example, but remember what they were saying about the Titanic. And remember on the movie, if this is true, what the man was saying, he said even God couldn't stop the Titanic, which means that you went way overboard, too far. Amen? So let me tell you something. You got to come off that high horse thinking America's too big and too wide and too this and that for stuff like this to can't hit. Yes, it can. Hallelujah. He said in verse 23, turn you at my reproof, my correction, my chastisement. This is what the Lord said. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called and ye refuse. I have stretched out my hand and no man regard it. See, that's how America, that's her condition right now. You refuse to hear instruction from the Lord. Hallelujah. You had no, you didn't regard it. You didn't even consider it, okay? But ye have set at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof. God said, I try to advise you. I try to counsel you. We're a waste of money. We're a waste of food. Amen. Glory. And we're heading to it. And I'm here to tell you, save you up some food. If you got a garden, you got a lamb of garden, hey, start planting your own garden. I'm telling you. Telling you where we're heading now. Glory to God. Save you food. Save you water. Save you of some flashlights, kerosene lamps, whatever. Lights that burn with batteries, save all that stuff up. Brother Jim Baker, he has one of the best, emergency buckets where you have the food that has a shelf life of about, 20 years that is stored in these buckets that you can get it. I'm telling you, the time is starting now. Amen. And then another thing come to me was about Joseph. Remember the Pharaoh and Joseph time was having this dream. And to sum it up, this dream that he was having, God used Joseph to interpret it, that God was showing them that there was going to be 7 years of plenty that's going to come, and after them 7 years, it's going to become 7 years of a famine, okay? And the Bible said that God used Joseph to interpret it. Pharaoh was excited about it, made Joseph second in command behind him, okay? And when that 7 years of plenty came, get this, and you can read it in book Genesis for yourself. They didn't just take all that plenty and then waste it, throw it up. So when the 7 years of famine came, the other countries had to come to them for food. Do you get what I'm saying? Hallelujah. And see, listen, you got to learn, hear this, not just in food but in money. You got to learn how to say, you ain't got to spend money on everything. You're going to find out if you hear the voice of God, you start saving. Because you save, you're going to see at a time where you're going to really need it, and you'll say to yourself, my God, I'm glad I listened to the Lord, because if I'd have been doing like I was doing, I wouldn't have had no money left when this such a thing hit. Do you hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. I pray that you hear, because America's going to be humbled. She got her chest stuck out now. She's been telling the Lord for the longest, I don't need you. I got my own strength. I got my own things going on. I don't need your help. Nations fear me. Well, guess what's happening? That fear that they had at you, America, is starting to leave. Even this little old small nation said, come over here, we'll fight you. They ain't being scared of you no more. Hallelujah. So my message to you today, and I pray that you hear this, okay, talking about putting the food scraps in there would cause methane, and they talking about dealing with the climate change. But I'm here to tell you, this wasting, it ain't just, quote, about the climate change. I'm telling you, glory. Many of them are seeing where we're heading, okay? Hallelujah. Look at how they threw their statistics in there, how much food being wasted. And they talking about food being wasted. That's the big key, people. That's the big key, the food that's being wasted. Amen. We wasting food by the droves. Amen. No wonder the stray dogs said, hey, I ain't leaving this city. I ain't going nowhere, and I ain't got to be nobody's pet. I ain't worried about dogs as long as I eat. I go find me somewhere to sneak on and cover, get myself out of the rain, okay? But shoot, as long as I get this food right there, what I need the owner for? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Edible hashat. Glory. And I read wisdom because, see, we're doing stuff that is not wise. And God said you need wisdom. And sad to say, even some of us Christians is involved in that percentage. Oh, yeah. It ain't just them sinners. Some of us Christians are involved in this percentage of wasting. We're just wasting. We cooking big things of food and throwing it away. But some of y'all know back in the older days, you know, some of those mothers and stuff that cooked their big food, you think they was expecting just everybody munch off of it one day? Oh, no. You come in there the next day and say, what we eating? She said, we eating what you had yesterday. Hallelujah. You know, we pray about food, say, Lord, we thank you for the food, but do we really? Because if you really appreciate something, you won't try to waste it. You get what I'm saying? Hallelujah. And here these other countries who are going through starvation and hunger, I'm telling you, they get some food, they know what to do with it, not just sit up there and let it waste. They gonna go to their stuff, try to eat it all up. Many of us won't even clean our plates. Amen. Glory to God. Lord, have mercy on us. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, for another blessed day in Christ Jesus. Father, I pray that this word, this message, will get over to those who are listening. I pray, Lord, that they will be touched by it. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you begin to deal with them by the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, touch them right now by your spirit. Reveal this truth unto them. Help them to get prepared to get ready. And help them to ask for wisdom and walk in wisdom concerning not only the food, but their money and other things in their life. In Jesus' name, glory to God. In Jesus' name we pray. And Father, we thank you. Amen and amen. Thank God for the blessed word today. Don't forget, at 7 o'clock, we have another broadcast called the Solemn Assembly Part 4. Make sure you tune in unto that. Amen. Praise be to God. So, once again, this is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you. May God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all.